At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
We could play a lot of Donald Trump audio today. I heard you earlier when you were pointing out that Donald Trump is threatening to sick Doge on Elon. I think the point you might have missed is he's threatening to sick him on his private company. Like,
yeah.
I mean, is that where we're at? Like, Doge can now not just go at government waste, it can go at private companies waste. So we're going to get to the Elon-Donnie fight. But I just, every time Dave and I hear this, it just cracks us up. So I want you to hear it again. This is from today.
You know, we lowered the cost of groceries. A simple word like that, groceries, it was like almost a strange word. I hadn't heard the word in so long, but what could be more beautiful than the word grocery?
What could be more beautiful? Why is he obsessed with that? Is he just trolling us?
Going to the well.
Honestly, I hope he is, because you know what? Respect, Don. I mean, because you're making us laugh with the groceries.
I mean,
such a beautiful word.
I'm crying right now. Hadn't heard it in a while.
Old-fashioned, beautiful word.
Hadn't heard it groceries. In a while.
Loves it. Groceries.
Where did he think the food came from? Groceries.
Do you have a word that's old, a word that you love?
That's a good question. Words that you love, 651-461-9226. I can't get over groceries.
Abundant. I love the word abundant.
Abundant is very good. Brilliant. I love
succulent is a great
succulent,
word.
Succulent, yes. Moist. I like moist because it just bugs so many people. When is the last time Donald John Trump was actually pushing the cart in a grocery store? Ever. Is it possible he is never?
It's possible.
Right? Pretty darn affluent throughout the life. Even, you know, with Ivanka and the young kids, right? Or no, Ivana. You certainly,
easy.
You certainly easy. Said some comments about Ivanka. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. We need some texts. 651-461-9226. But I have a couple items first. We're not going to give spoilers away. We're not. But just wait for this phrase. Because you're the bear. We both have been ardent watchers of The Bear. Okay, I would say for me, season one of The Bear, I'm going to give it about an 8. Season one for you, where are you at?
I'll give it a 9.
Okay. I mean, season two, which was, for me, among the best seasons of television I've ever watched. Are you a 10 there then? Or
9.5.
9.5. How about season three, where are you at?
About a 3.5.
Yeah, I might even go lower. Yeah. I kept waiting.
Yeah.
This season, we're both done. We both we binged. What'd you think? What number?
I'll say 7.5.
I'm higher. I think it's an 8.5.
Yep.
I don't think. What I loved about season two was the profiles on the characters, and some just hit so well, including the Richie episode. But I thought it balanced the tension with a lot of other storylines that I enjoyed, including Meathead.
Yeah.
Rob Reiner in it, kind of playing the character he's played in a lot of things recently.
Yeah.
You know, the fast-talking, smart guy.
Yeah. It's like a venture capitalist, is that what he is?
Or yeah.
Like
yeah. And how he's going to come in to save the bear. I heartily encourage people to watch it. But if you haven't watched it yet, don't you think you have to go back to season one?
Yes. Yeah, it's hard to jump in. I mean, you probably could enjoy it, but I think you enjoy a lot more if you know the entire backstory.
It helps a lot. Old word I love, Fortnite.
Yeah.
Right now.
Wimbledon.
We're day two of Wimbledon. Adam, do tropical vibes really abound at the Almond Joy Factory?
Not a chance. Tropical joy.
Oh,
a lot of coconut, though. Yeah.
Boy, that woman is love singing about joy. Almond joy.
Boobs. That's my favorite word. It could be used as a verb, adverb, and adjective, anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the F word is.
I was just going to say.
Incredibly versatile.
The F word is a really good word, right?
Yeah.
I don't accept in any way that, you're just not smart enough. Now, I'm not screaming in the microphone here.
It can't get overused for sure.
Salsa. Yeah. Copacetic.
Ooh, yeah, good one.
What happened 10 years ago today? 10 years ago today, Minnesota connection and an African connection.
Oh, was it?
Dr. Walter Palmer.
Today. Oh, yeah. Was that 10 years ago today?
I saw
the killing
of Cecil, right?
How appropriate I sent you that picture.
Well, I'm going to get to that in a second because I saw Ricky Gervais retweeting the big picture like mad.
Yeah.
Oh, mad.
Big animal rights guy.
Big animal rights guy. So I'm going to wait maybe until tomorrow. But so that might have happened. Did it happen over the weekend maybe?
I don't remember.
Because I feel like it took us a couple days. This is in the Jenna days. This is the WCCO TV hits. And I was willing to pay for a couple costumes, not the costumes you and Jen have at home. Okay, that's a little different.
Yeah, we did the costume. It was a good week or so removed from the original
kit. Was it?
I think so, yeah.
You think it was?
Because the outcry started piling up on poor Dr. Palmer.
Dr. Palmer. And so I told Jenna to go find a lion costume, and I think it might have cost me 500 bones. Okay.
Well worth it.
To rent it.
Worth every penny.
So where you were in the costume as we did the TV hit as Cliff, Cecil's cousin, who was very upset about what happened.
Was in town looking for a little vengeance.
Yes, was looking for Dr. Walter Palmer.
Great costume, too. I mean, high quality.
Tremendous lion costume.
Do we hear a little lion from you?
I don't know. It was silent.
No. Arms?
Let me at him.
Oh, that's not a very mad. This was an arms
pull.
This is an arms.
Is that how we get Bert Lohr?
Yeah. This is an arms folded. My memory of this is
the silent type.
My memory is DeRush's loving it and just comfortable by the moment. Is that your memory also?
Well, they always seemed to be okay with it at the time, but then we got emails after that we crossed the line.
Yeah. From Jamie. Never from Jason. Never. Because my memory also is Tracy's working it, and Tracy's in my ear dying.
Yeah.
She's laughing. She thinks it's hysterical. But yeah, I bet, during the 7-year run of the TV hits, 50 to 75 texts or emails from Jamie.
Oof.
We crossed the line today.
Wow. Is this the reason she's not joining the show today, possibly?
It's a lot of lines.
She claims vacation. But.
Yeah, that was a lot of lines. And then about half the time she texts me, I was just crabby. No, it was actually funny. You know. All right, let's pause right here. More of Ask Adam Anything. Lots of texts coming in. We'd love more. Hey, how about a phone call? The phone actually works here. 651-461-9226. It's going to be hot. It's going to be reasonably hot today, 85, 86. Water is a must. Study after study after study. Drink water, drink more water, drink more water. And then we get a lot of studies about the quality of water. In some places, the water in a city you might live in might be good. city you might live in might not be good. I don't worry about it because I have a Connecticut drinking water system from the tremendous folks with Aquarius Home Services. Aquarius has been around, family-owned operated company, since the late 80s. My father ended up in the early 90s getting a Connecticut drinking water system. So when I bought a house a couple years after I moved back, I made sure I had the Connecticut drinking water system, and I have it today, and I started the day, as I always do, with a big glass of that water. But it's more than that. It's the water softener. And it's also, as Aquarius continues to have more success, you go to that utility closet, pretty much everything in your utility closet, they can fix or provide you with a new product. They're that good. Earning the right to be recommended. AquariusHomeServices.com. We continue with Ask Adam Anything. Lots of texts. Love more. 651-461-9226. Tell us the biggest road rage incident you were involved in, and you still flip the bird. Signed, Jake.
I haven't flipped the bird in a long, long time. The biggest road rage incident that I think about to this day, I was at, when I used to take the train, I was parking at Fort Snelling.
I remember the story.
And I pulled in, and there's like a guy in a minivan coming up, and I kind of pulled ahead of him. I didn't really cut him off, but he got right up onto my tail, and I pulled into a spot, and I park, and suddenly I hear him yelling, and I roll down the window, and he's just screaming at me. And he's just like, you mother, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, I've never seen like rage in someone.
Right.
And like, you want to, and just like, and I'm like, oh my God. Like I thought for a second, like this
here
is going to
come
to blows.
Yeah.
And he left. And then I'm like, I don't want to keep my car here. Cause you know, like if I leave, who knows what he's going to do in my car.
No.
So I parked in a different lot, but yeah, that was just insane. I mean, I could still see that guy's face.
I had one, I wouldn't call it road rage, but today I'm on 55 and I can get on 100 and I've got a lane and the person who's coming opposite from me turning left, I'm turning right. We each have a lane, right? And I don't even have light there. I just go right away. He's got the light and just goes right over my lane, almost completely ran me off the road. I gave the horn. I never give the finger on the road. I never do. I feel like for some reason the horn is nowhere near as menacing as the finger. But and then I saw him weave in and out, just driving completely recklessly. So it didn't surprise me when it continued. Somebody wants to know if you were much of an Adam Ant fan.
No, I used to get called Adam Ant all the time.
Yeah, I bet
but,
so.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't even know if I can name a tune.
This is 80s tunes also. Can you look up the age of Rick Springfield? Somehow algorithm, TikTok, whatever, Snapface. Is he 70?
75.
Okay. Rick Springfield is recently leather pants, no shirt on, singing what song?
Jesse's Girl?
Jesse's Girl. He is in as good a shape as any 75-year-old I've seen in a long time. Yeah. Rick, keeping it tight?
Yeah.
Is he in town for something? I feel like we've advertised on the air a little bit of Rick Springfield. There was a point when Rick Springfield was having a moment when he's on General Hospital and had the tunes.
I think he's coming to one of the casinos. It's the I Want My 80s tour.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Springfield, Wang Chung, and a few others.
There you go. Sure, it'll be off, and it should be off. He looks tremendous. Somebody wants to know when you're buying the Trump cologne and fragrances.
$249.
My God. I just.
Smells like winning. And groceries. I love groceries.
Yeah, that's one of the things I've written down. What does the fragrance smell like? Wrong answers only. We might get to it. How about for Jen? Just kind of a middle. When is Jen's birthday again?
Coming up here, 17th.
It's got to be one of the presents, right?
Is it a female scent too?
I think so.
There's a male and a female.
Right? Yeah.
There's only two genders. Remember that, and also only for fragrances.
Yeah, exactly. Adam, is WCCO going to iHeartRadio?
Just on the platform, on the streaming platform, which we applaud.
Yeah, it's great. Some partnership between Odyssey and iHeart, where you now can listen to this radio station when you go to the iHeart app. I don't think the podcasts are popping up.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
I've been false advertising that then.
I punched in the show yesterday and nothing popped up, but it was also the first day, and so there were no podcasts. You want to look right now, sir? Mr. Malibu Triathlon?
Taking a look around.
Yeah, take a look. It's nice. Thank you. We appreciate it. Any update from Adam in Robbinsdale? We haven't heard neither show. He frequently calls both shows. I hope all is well. Let's see. Somebody's mad that in the middle of the night, Saturday night, Sunday morning, we were not on the air with weather updates. What do you want to say about that?
Somebody reached out on my Facebook page, and I said, look, the business, the landscape of this business has changed so much that
that's it.
They just don't want to spend the money to do that anymore.
That's
and
it.
And you can, I know it upsets a lot of people, but if they're not willing to pay for the people to staff that, and it's not a local decision. These are
decisions way above
our head.
This is not Jeff Gonsol saying, I want to get rid of, you know, when the station and Paul Douglas agreed to part ways, it's great that we have Chris Schaefer, but, you know, we used to have this radio station way before me and you used to have, I mean, we did traffic on the eights on the weekend.
Saturday and Sunday nights.
It's just a budgetary situation. And by the way, bravo to Fox 9 for going live. Mm-hmm. You know, did you see if we, the podcast?
I don't see us.
Yeah. So it's still nice that you can listen. So thanks for the partnership. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Aaron David Miller, next with the Middle East when we come back.